Well, we know that women globally continue to earn on average 24% less than men. And they are also generally concentrated at the lower end of the ladder. So one of the important aspects of our work is to push women into decision-making positions in the workplace and also make sure that they are retained throughout their career and they're progressing in their career. So we want to see women who now we see in many regions of the world coming out with this similar education levels, if not higher than men, but we do not see them advancing in their professional careers at the same rate.
Where does change need to come?
We need change at all levels. We need public policies that enable women to advance in their careers. This means putting in place policies for care, to have a change in mindset so that the burdens of caring for children and caring for the elderly are shared between women and men, and also that there are public provisions of the system. We also need a change in gender biased behavior and workplace practices to make sure that women can advance in the workplace environment. And really, these are the types of issues UNDP is working on, both with the governments that we support, but also with the private sector.
And where is the impetus for change coming from right now?
There's a global impetus for change right now. Women are demanding to have their rightful place in advancing in their careers. There is also a recognition that advancing gender equality is a necessary precondition for better business development and for increasing growth in our society. So, for example, there was just a report released called the Global Gender Gap Report. It was released by the World Economic Forum, calling for business to prioritize gender equality as a critical talent and moral imperative. And it suggests that in doing so, we could actually add $240 billion to the GDP of the UK, over $1 billion to the GDP of the United States, $500 billion to Japan. So if you really look, you see that this is not only an imperative for women, but it's an imperative for society more broadly.
Who is speaking out against gender equality in the workplace?
I don't think there's so much conscious resistance to it. It's that there are unconscious business practices which make it difficult for women to advance. So what we're promoting is actions like better workplace flexible policies for women who have competing demands on their schedules but are able and have proven to be able to fully perform in their functions. We're calling for flexi time, for example. We're calling for sexual harassment policies to be put in place and implemented in the workforce so women feel comfortable in their work environment. We're calling for a visiting of whether there are unconscious biases in the recruitment and the promotion of talent within the workforce. We're raising management awareness to the sort of hidden biases which exist, which they may not have a conscious resistance to the promotion of women, but they exist nonetheless.